Notice how some homes sell faster in your neighborhood? It's not luck. It's local know-how. RE/MAX agents know their streets, schools, and communities inside and out. And with RE/MAX, those local pros are everywhere. Which means when you're ready to buy or sell, you'll get trusted neighborhood insight that puts you a step ahead. Reach out today. RE/MAX, the experts close to home. Each office independently owned and operated.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
I was telling these guys that I have a friend that's been a teacher now for about 10 years. So now that they're graduated high school, he's starting to run into him in the most awkward places. And twice now this has happened. Once at a Hooters, one of his former students approaches him because she's a waitress. And another one of his former students was dancing at a strip club. Ugh. So this has got to happen to teachers all the time, where years down the road you run into your former students in these uncomfortable places, you know? So good morning, Kim. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
This actually wasn't one of my former students. At the time, it was my current student,
oh,
so that probably made it worse. I've been teaching for about 3 years, and this happened my first year of teaching. A couple of friends and I decided that we wanted to go to happy hour at Dave & Buster's and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And about 2 hours into our drinking, I ran into my student and his parents.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
That's not going to be good. Yeah.
And at the time, I was trying to sober up. I was trying to stand straight to say, hi, how are you all doing? And what the bad part about it was February, so I still had to see him for the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And I taught 8th grade. So
oh, no. And, you know, the drunk talking, like you think you're being cool, but
yes,
you're being fidgety and spitty
and
shifting from one foot to the other.
And didn't help the situation out at all.
I would like to invent a device that you can wear on your shirt that would allow you to play back conversations once you hit a certain blood alcohol content, like once it detects so much on your breath. Because I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with people where in my mind I've gone, it's very nice to meet you, Melissa. Thank you so much for coming to Vision. I hope you have a great time in the next stage. Sorry. I'm like, dang.
Morning, Jesse. You're on the Burt Show on all the hits, Q100.
Hey. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine, yeah.
Okay, just making sure. It was my senior year in high school. I'm a former student that ran into a teacher.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I had just turned 18, and I was excited about going to, I went to Starship. Can I say that on the radio?
Sure, like it's,
yeah.
A Starship is like an
adult
store. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Got, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was with a few friends outside of, like, I knew outside of school, and I was with one girl from school. And I was a mat girl for the wrestling team.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into one of the wrestling coaches.
At Starship.
That's mortifying.
Wow.
It was so bad as I made eye contact with him. And all I could do was smile and, like, turn around.
Oh, man.
And it doesn't matter which section you're in Starship. You shouldn't be there.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God.
And it was a male coach?
It was a male coach?
Yes, it was a male coach.
Because in those stores, like, women can go in and be somewhat relaxed and
funny.
Shopping around.
It could be
a joke. Yeah, and they're laughing and they're having a good time. Guys, it's almost like they're wearing trench coats and caps and sunglasses.
We won't make eye contact. We'll look down.
Yeah, so he was mortified by that.
What do you have there, Filter in?
About 2 in the morning after a long night of drinking, me and an old ex-girlfriend went to Insurrection. And we're there just playing around laughing. Who comes walking out one of the peep booths, one of the viewing booths at one of my old college professors?
Oh, no. No. Sick bastards. No. You don't go into those things.
We made eye contact. He looked down and rushed out the door.
Oh,
never be spoken of ever again.
No.
What course did he teach?
It was a history class.
Oh. Oh, human sexuality.
Maybe ethics or something.
Good morning, Selena. You're on the Burt Show and all the hits Q100.
Good morning, guys. I'm 30 years old now, but when I was about 28, I graduated from a school in Atlanta called Henderson High School. And I was at my sister's room, and I'm checking out this girl across the room, and she is just so hot, and I walk over to her, and she turns around, and I fall flat on the floor. I say, Miss Williams, and she's like, no, it's Lisa. I'm like, Miss Williams. She's like, no, it's Lisa. I'm like, oh, my God. My high school English teacher.
Oh, my God.
And my sister's room is
a lesbian bar.
It's a lesbian bar.
And I'm sure
bar,
she really appreciates you saying her name on the radio. But
Well, I introduced her to everyone as Miss Williams, and she kept apologizing and saying, no, it's really
she
Lisa.
Keeps going. Yeah, like you need to protect the teacher. But, yeah, I think that's got to be.
Oh, that's got to be uncomfortable. Yeah. Totally uncomfortable. No more so than when she gets into school today.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I think that, you know, we were saying off air, like, you got the responsibility as the former student not to say anything. You know,
yeah,
like
there are places where it's appropriate and places where you should probably just not bring it up. And that's probably one of them.
Because, yeah, like if I'm like, Mr. Weiss, Mr. Weiss, I mean, you know what? Let's just leave it alone.
Yeah, if I'm walking out of a peep booth, yeah, that's not the time to approach me.
Hey, Mr. Weiss.
Could you go ahead and save that?
Hey, Jay, you're on the Burt Show on all the hits Q100.
Good morning, gang. What's going on?
Hey, man, you tell us.
Hey, I can't believe, when you brought this up, I almost ran off the road here because I probably only told a couple people this story.
Uh-huh.
About 10 years ago, it had to be about 10 years ago because I'm 39 now, I was in Vegas at a bachelor party, and a bunch of us went out to this club, and I met this woman, older than I was, hot. I mean, we just kicked it off. You know, I'm kind of thinking about, you know, this is going to be like one of those little wine night things, and that's fine. But come to find out, we lived in the same town in Maryland. So we're like, all right, cool. So we started hooking up, and it was about maybe 6 months into the relationship that, you know, she was a teacher there, and, you know, we started talking about her past and everything. She said she used to be a teacher in Texas, and I said, well, yeah, I used to go to school in Texas also. Where'd you teach at? And when she told me, she ended up being, she was my seventh grade teacher.
How random is that?
Oh, yeah. God. And you didn't even realize it for 6 months?
No, because she her name, I won't say her name because I only, you know, I don't know if anybody knows or anything, but she had gotten divorced. So, you know, her first name was the same name as my teacher's, but I didn't put the two together, and her last name was definitely different.
Well, and a lot of people aren't thinking about their seventh grade teacher. No. She's out in Vegas,
you know. She was a hottie then. And of course, you know, here it is, you're seventh grade, so, you know, most kids already got the hots for their teacher anyway.
Right.
And then for me to run into her, you know, and it's like, we were together like 6.5, 7 months.
Before you put it all together. Total Thornbirds moment.
Surprise.
And you know he had to pull out that annual or that little yearbook.
Oh,
you know, he didn't want to, but he did.
Hey, Dana, you'll be the last call. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Hey.
I was doing my student, I was doing like a practicum before your student teaching. And the teacher was telling me about some of her, you know, some of the kids in the class. And this one kid looked really familiar. And I, you know, it was a small town where I went to college, and so I figured I'd probably seen him around town. He was a good-looking kid. I was, like, you know, 20. He was, like, 18. And she started telling me he was on the football team and all this stuff. And I realized I had met him before, and he had told me the same story, but that he was in college. And we had hooked up at a party.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, oh, and I'm supposed to teach this guy.
Oh, no. So he lied about his age and you hooked up with him and then you ended up being his teacher?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't want to teach middle school.
Beautiful.
God, that's great.
All right, Dana, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Burt Show.
For those of you that weren't listening yesterday, let me just recap for you the phone call that we took from Danny.
I was at a party, and there was this girl there that I'd seen her before. So we were talking, and, you know, it was kind of nice, and she's cute and stuff. So I said, well, why don't we, you know, let's have a drink sometime, you know, let's go out. Well, I ended up setting it up that we went out on Thursday, and I went to go pick her up at her house, and I look on her refrigerator, and there's this picture of her and I framed on the refrigerator.
Oh.
And I don't, I don't remember the picture. I mean, we're just sitting there with our arm around each other, smiling, and I don't think it's from recently. I think it's from a couple years ago because my hair is different, and there's like this shirt that I was wearing, and it kind of freaked me out a little bit, you know?
So here we are, harping it back to the present. Hey, Danny, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, man?
I'm okay.
All right.
Did you get a lot of response from your friends yesterday?
Yeah, they're all kind of razzing me a little bit.
Are you excited or nervous?
A little both.
Well, I will tell you that all the email that I got yesterday and the phone calls that we got yesterday also, we're pretty much all in the same camp going, dude, you got to run now.
Right. My friends were saying that, too, yesterday.
I'm sure.
But a lot of women ran to her defense, too, saying, wait, you got to get the other side of the story. You got to know what's going on before you can figure out, you know, before you can really place the psycho title above her door.
Okay, now, Jeff, before I put Sandy on with us, does she know what she's coming on the radio for, or how do I handle this?
No, I think she knows why she's here.
She does. Okay. Hey,
Sandy. She knows what's expected of her.
Hi.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Sandy, you want to say hi to Danny?
Hi, Danny.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Not a lot.
All right, Sandy. Danny came on with us yesterday, and he was a little bit concerned for his health. that, you know, he said that you guys met at a party like a week or two ago, and you're over at the Keg, and he thinks you're hot and all, and you guys had this killer chemistry. So he decides to get your phone number, and then a couple of days later goes out on a date with you, and when he shows up at your house and you're getting ready, he goes to the refrigerator, and he notices that there's a picture of you and he on it, kind of arm in arm together, that was taken like 2 years ago, and you never mentioned it to him, and he's just a little sketched out about it.
It's a little weird that it's on your fridge.
Danny, I would have mentioned that to you, but that's my brother.
What?
Yeah. That is me and my brother.
I'm talking about the one on your fridge.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm standing in front of the refrigerator. I'm looking right at it right now. It's in the middle of the fridge. It's got a blue frame around it. I've got my arm around him. I'm wearing like a black sweater. I've got little diamond earrings on. We're at a family holiday party. Like, there's a bunch of people in the background.
Holding red cups. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
my brother's wearing like a red sweater. His hair's spiked up.
That's exactly
what you're talking about.
That's me from 2 years ago. I mean, I had this red sweater, the same thing.
I think there's more than one red sweater on the planet.
Wait a second. Hold on. Sandy, are you saying that your brother looks so much like Danny that Danny would look at a picture and say, that's me?
Well, personally, I don't think so, because I'm not really attracted to my brother, and I thought Danny was pretty cute. But if you don't believe me, I can bring the picture down to the radio station right now.
Okay.
I'd love to see it. Yeah.
We have to see a picture of Danny to make a comparison of the two.
Right.
I just want to show the picture to Danny and have him say, is this the one you saw?
Fine.
Or get a picture of Danny, also have him email us one or whatever so we can compare the two. I don't know how this matches up, though. Danny, let me ask you a question.
It looks exactly like me.
Danny, let me ask you a question. You're in the what time did you pick her up for the date? Do you remember?
It was like between 7:30, sometime in there.
Were there any lights on in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Like, it was bright?
Well, yeah, pretty well. I mean, the one over the sink was on.
But, I mean, was the refrigerator bright? Like, could you see the picture clearly?
I saw it pretty clearly, and it looks like, I mean, it's me.
Were you able to study it?
I saw it for like a minute and a half.
I mean, you know what you look like, obviously, so if you're looking at a picture of you...
That's what I'm saying.
It seems to me like because Sandy's willing to give us the picture, and it's got, I mean, if there's a way that we can see Danny in person, we've got, you know.
Or get a picture of what Danny looked like 2 years ago.
Seriously, I'm happy to bring it down there. I mean, you guys are going to look at it, and you're going to be like, that I'm not psycho, that he must have been drunk when he was looking at it, because it's my brother. I don't know what else to tell you.
And obviously,
when was the picture with your brother taken?
It was a holiday party.
Yeah, how long ago?
Oh, God, now it's been like 6 weeks, I guess.
None of this makes any sense.
Yeah, she said 6 weeks. That picture was taken with her brother just 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Danny, you think this is a picture taken of you and she 2 years ago?
It looks exactly like me 2 years ago. And of course I
don't know what to tell you. It's my brother.
Hey, will you take that frame off around the corner of it and see if there's a date on it?
I actually think there's, on the, you know how, like, the developer's print on the back?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably on there. I don't know. I'd have to unglue the thing from the frame, but I'll bring it down there. You guys can do it, so you'll know that I didn't even, like, alter the photo or anything.
So you'll bring that picture down here right now, and we could look at the date on the back of it.
Yeah. Well, if that's what you need to... You know, we could put this whole thing to bed. I'd be happy to do it.
Because I think Sandy's tired of being called psycho all day yesterday.
Yeah, right.
I'm really confused.
I am too.
I'm really confused.
I think either way, the whole dating thing isn't going to work out so well.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it seems like it was just a misunderstanding. I mean...
But how can you look at a picture of yourself 2 years ago and not realize it's not you?
I mean, because it's me. Like, if you see it, if you looked at pictures side by side, you would be amazed at the...
But it's not you.
Well, that's what she's saying.
Now, Sandy, do your brother and Danny have, like, a resemblance? I mean, is there something about them that you would consider looking the same?
No, that would be totally creepy.
So you don't think they look anything alike at all?
Well, that's why she made the comment earlier that she's not attracted to her brother, because that would, you know, like, she thinks that that's like an uncomfortable comparison, saying that her brother looks like the guy that she's dating, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if there's a resemblance, I don't see it.
Did you have spiky hair however many years ago you think this was taken?
It's like 2 years ago, because I haven't had that sweater for 2 years. and I did. It was much shorter then.
So, well, I think the date, I mean, like she said, if we can find a date on that picture, like, you know, Jen's suggestion, maybe that would answer the question.
Then game over at that point, yeah. Hey, Suzanne.
Run, Danny, run!
I believe her.
Why are you saying, yeah. Why are you choosing to believe him?
Like, if she's whacking it and she's got this picture up, you think she's just going to go, oh, yeah, I'm pretty bizarre.
It's a picture of her and her brother.
She's willing to bring the picture in and post it on the internet. So, I mean, she's willing to...
Really not well.
Why? What are you talking about?
Really not well.
Who's not well?
She thinks that Sandy's just in total denial because she doesn't want to be busted being a psycho. I know what you're saying.
One or the other is.
Well, I guess the proof would be, I mean, Sandy, if you come down here with the picture, then obviously.
Yeah, well, now I really think I have to, because everybody in, like, your listener land thinks I'm nuts.
Listener land. Well,
the good news is our listener land is just a really, really small little island.
No, I think Bert's suggestion is the best one, where Sandy brings a picture down, Danny emails us a picture, we post them both up. We do check the date on Sandy's picture to see if there's a date, but post pictures up and put it to listener land.
That's true.
And, fine with me.
And Sandy, I think if you don't show up with the picture, then you get anointed queen of crazy listener land.
Okay.
Okay?
Fine.
All right. I'm going to put you guys both back on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm not exactly sure where to go with this, because I have never heard anything like this in my life.
Yeah, what do you do?
Take a couple of these phone calls first.
Yeah.
Then Tracy's got to tell you about the conversations you just had with one of those people. But after you talk to these guys, leave them on hold. Because I want to see if their opinion changes after Tracy tells you about the conversation.
Oh, that one's not going to work. Morning, all the hits, Q100.
This poor girl. Y'all still have people calling in saying that she's psycho. You know, yesterday I thought maybe she was like a woman scorned. It's wet weather. Next party, he doesn't even recognize her. And, you know, she's just trying to get back at him. But if this is her brother, if he was standing there, he's never, a while ago he said... He wasn't sure, you know, what the future of their dating was. You're not going to date her. You're a moron. You put her on the radio. And this is a picture of her brother. I completely believe her.
All right. So in your mind, she's telling the truth and Danny is lying.
Absolutely. I mean, he saw the picture. It might resemble him. And he saw it and he freaked out about it.
All right. Hold on.
It's absolutely hilarious. This poor girl.
Hang on 1 second.
You're on Sandy's side then, hands down.
Yes, right. Absolutely. Right. Okay, you know what? Y'all need to put his picture on the website just to, when y'all do, so every girl in Atlanta can go look at it and go, okay, y'all need
to break. Hold on 1 second, okay? Hey, Mike, you're on all the hits Q100.
I was talking to someone in a chat room, and they emailed me a picture of them and a group of friends. And I swore that the guy in the picture was me, and I thought it was a big joke, and it was someone I knew on the other end. And I kept on saying, look, that's real funny. Who are you? You know, that's me. yada, yada. And really and truly, I showed it to my roommate. He was like, well, it's got a real great resemblance to you. But it really wasn't me. It was somebody else. It happened to me where I really thought that that was a picture of me in the wet lawn being emailed to me, but it wasn't.
Mike is the one person in the world who's met his doppelganger.
And it really was that spooky. It made like all the hair stand up on my head. It was just really weird. It looked exactly like me, and that was to me.
I'm just confused, but I can't imagine me looking at a picture and with the people that are in the picture and the place where I am and not, I would know if it's me or not.
All right, Mike. Yeah. So in your mind, then, you think that Danny's in the wrong here?
Well, no, I think that Danny may have looked at the picture and really honestly thought it was him, because I'm a very practical person who did the same thing. I went on for hours and hours that was me, that was me, that was me. I was calling friends, emailing it to them to verify it. And it happened to me. I feel I'm very practical. He may have thought, really and truly, that was him years ago.
Yeah, he obviously does. All right, thank you. All right.
But then after, you know, calling Sandy a psycho for a whole day, I think.
Producer Tracy.
Danny will not send us a picture unless Sandy goes back out with him.
What?
So she's willing to send, she's willing to scan a picture as soon as she gets to work, but he won't send us a picture.
I don't know what that says.
To me, that says Danny's the nuts one.
Why?
Because why wouldn't...
Why would he want to go out with her anyway if she's such
exactly.
A...
Exactly!
That's why he thinks I think he's realizing, you know what, I could have been
maybe
wrong.
It was. Yeah.
Because he said earlier, because I told Bert off air in the hallway, I said, you know what, here's Danny just trying to get sex. He's like, well, maybe it's a misunderstanding.
Here's the best part about it. The guy in the picture, her brother, is 17 and Danny's, what, 24? So he mistook himself for a 17-year-old 2 years ago. I totally believe her.
I think it's in any situation, if someone is unwilling to participate in proving something, then that that's guilt right there.
Hey, Anisha.
Yeah, I'm still here. See, poor girl. He is one step away from Jerry Springer.
I
just think maybe poor Danny, I don't know, maybe he's not so bright. I don't know if he's evil. I just think, you know, he just gets easily confused.
He's not evil. He's just purdy.
Yeah. Danny, you're so cute.
You're so purdy.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet that Danny at one point in his career identified his occupation as seventh year senior. Like, I can almost guarantee that.
So at this point, do we have closure on this, or do we wait for Sandy? If she brings a picture down, then that's proof positive.
If Sandy brings a picture down to us, then...
I want to see check the date on the picture. I want to see if there's a date.
Then that's proof positive at that point.
Uh-huh.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
First, we'll start off the show today with a classic phone scam.
You can always go, if you're looking for someplace to go to dinner, you can always go to Costco and wander the aisles and just, you know, feast on the samples that they provide you. The problem is you sample too much, they eventually throw you out.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Stacy.
This is Stacy.
Stacy, Todd Lolly calling Woodstock Warehouse.
Yeah?
I don't have a lot of time to deal with this because I'm backed up with a ton of stuff. But we're yanking your membership. We're going to process a refund and get it back to you.
What are you talking about?
That's going to take... we yanked your membership due to an oversampling issue.
Sampling? Sampling what?
Were you in the store this past weekend?
Yeah, I shop there all the time.
Right. And did you sample any food, snacks, anything that our elderly...
Well, yeah,
my
husband and I were in there. We might have sampled a couple of things, but what's illegal about that?
Did you sample the cheese sticks?
Well, yeah.
And how many did you sample, please?
I don't know, one or two.
And how many did your husband sample?
Oh, maybe a couple.
Wrong.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
You had 4 cheese sticks, according to our videotape. And Hazel, the woman at the counter, and your husband had 5.
Well, it was lunchtime. I was hungry.
Right, but the restaurant is in the front of the store. It's not while you're walking through. If anybody sampled 4 or 5 cheese sticks, we'd go broke. Did you also take
Hey, I don't know what your deal is, but the samples were free, and Hazel, or whatever her name is, she said I could have some, and I took some. I was hungry.
She said you could have one. Just for your information, all of our samplees, the people who give you the samples, they're all wired for sound. They also have call buttons on it.
Wired for sound? What are you talking about?
She was the first one to alert us to the incident.
But it was supposed to be free. I don't understand what this is all about.
One of them is supposed to be free.
So what are you saying, that I stole them because I took more than one?
I'm saying that if you read, did you read your membership agreement? Did you read your membership agreement? Answer me. Did you read your member? All right. Now, if you read your membership agreement, you would see that we have a serious oversampling problem. By signing that agreement, you agree to not take more than one sample of any product in the store.
Well, that must be in the fine print, mister.
You
I didn't know anything about oversampling, and I think you're nuts.
The bottom line, honey, is you violated the terms of the policy.
Honey, look, what is your name?
The bottom line, sweetheart, is that you violated the policy. You violated the terms, not only by taking one extra sample, but by taking... 7 extra samples between you and your husband. So
this has got to be a joke.
You're out.
Good Lord.
All right, fine. You're out, and we're going to refund the rest of your membership fee, and we're also going to ask you to stay off the property, okay?
I don't want to be a part of your stupid club anyway.
Okay, great. Then, you know what? Everything's okay, right, sweetie?
Why don't you just get lost?
And let me tell you one more thing.
What?
This is Jeff from The Burt Show at Q100 Radio, and you've just been phone scammed.
Courtesy of your husband.
You guys are nuts. I thought this guy was nuts, but you guys are nuts.
You're on The Burt Show.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.